This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and a great season in this nation, with the United States of America embroiled in the midst of a very significant election coming up. We've already had several significant primaries. The results so far have indicated a mixed success for President Trump, who has gone out and identified and endorsed about 150. Some people say it's now over 200 candidates on the state and local level all across this country. He had a loss in the state of Nebraska recently, where a candidate he strongly supported, who was facing some accusations of actually of assault by young women. Well, he didn't win Mr. Herbster, the gubernatorial nomination. But where does the Republican Party stand, and how does it fare, and what does it mean to the future of conservatism that apparently Roe v. Wade is going to be on the ballot? Why is it on the ballot? Because it's about to be overturned by the Supreme Court. To talk about all of this in historical perspective, and also to provide a unique perspective, that of somebody who has written movingly and meaningfully about the history of the conservative movement, pleasure to welcome back to the show Matt Continetti, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where his work is focused on American political thought and history, with a particular focus on the development of the Republican Party. His new bestseller is called The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. Matt, great to speak to you again.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. First of all, I thought it would be useful for people to hear about some of the history of the Republican Party regarding abortion. Because I was struck by the fact that at the time of Roe v. Wade, before that case was handed down, before 1973, in other words, Republicans were generally associated with abortion reform. And part of the reason for that was people said that Catholics were overwhelmingly Democratic at that point, and Catholics, of course, took the lead in opposition to legalized abortion. But how did the entire orientation of the party on this issue of human life change from the time when Ronald Reagan signed a liberalized abortion bill? Another Republican named Nelson Rockefeller in New York signed a liberalized abortion bill. How is it the Republican Party shifted on this issue, and has it been beneficial for the party to make that shift?
Well, absolutely. It's a long and complicated history, but I think the best way to approach it is to think about it in terms not so much of what happened in the Republican Party, but in terms of what happened in the Democratic Party. And that is, the Democratic coalition, which, as you said, used to comprise Catholics, and which also used to comprise many evangelical Christians, came apart in the 1970s as a result of many issues, including the war, including the counterculture, and including abortion. And once Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973, very quickly the pro-life movement came into being. The first March for Life was held in Washington, D.C. the following year. The Republicans, including James Buckley, William F. Buckley Jr.'s brother, who was Senator of New York between 1970 and 1976, he proposed the Human Life Amendment to the Constitution, which would have overturned Roe v. Wade. And you begin to see a realignment of religious voters away from the Democratic Party and into the Republican Party on the basis of social issues such as abortion. And by the time you get to 1980, with Ronald Reagan's campaign and election, the Republican Party is headed in a pro-life direction. And Reagan, of course, who had signed actually a bill liberalizing abortion law while he was governor of California, he, by 1984, says that was the worst mistake of his political career. And he actually issues a small book called Abortion and the Conscience of the Nation, outlining his pro-life views. So the Democratic Party's own radicalism, Michael, I think drove many Catholics and Protestants away from their traditional home in the Democratic Party and into the Republican Party, making the part of the GOP more pro-life. And this has been a long, drawn-out process. You know, even during the 1990s, there were arguments about the place of pro-lifers within the Republican coalition. There were many, many prominent pro-choice Republican candidates in the 1994 elections, in the 1993 elections, with Rudy Giuliani being elected mayor of New York in 1993 and Christy Todd Whitman being elected governor of New Jersey that same year, both pro-choice politicians. But by now and by the Trump era, I think the Republican Party is overwhelmingly pro-life with a few exceptions.
Right. There wasn't a single vote by a Republican senator in behalf of this sweeping abortion forever bill that the Democrats put forward yesterday. It was a unanimous vote by Republicans and a unanimous vote by Democrats on the other side, except for Joe Manchin, who crossed party lines. In terms of this issue coming up, clearly a lot of Democratic strategists believe that this is going to be the silver bullet that rescues the Democratic Party from what had looked like a looming defeat. Do you believe that that optimism on the part of some Democrats is justified?
I have to say that while possible, I'm somewhat skeptical that it will happen. For a couple reasons. The first is that for most Americans, the situation will not change if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The politics of their state will either be pro-life or pro-choice, and that reality will not change. The second reason I'm a little skeptical is that when Governor Abbott of Texas signed into law the heartbeat bill there last September, I was among the people who thought that he may have handed Democrats an issue in the Virginia governor's race. And it didn't happen. Glenn Youngkin won that governor's race. The Republicans did very well. And I think that's because my third reason why I'm skeptical, which is intensity matters in politics and prioritization matters. And right now, when you look at these polls, the thing that dominates everyone's mind, Michael, is the inflation. And the declining standard of living and the record fuel prices and the grocery bills and shortages for things like baby formula. I don't know if abortion is going to be able to displace those real kitchen table concerns in people's minds by November.
The book is called The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. Information about that book is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with Matt Continetti of the American Enterprise Institute. And a question I want to ask right now has to do with the issue of the validity of the 2020 election. When you talk about the long-term future of the Republican Party, I mean, obviously, looking beyond 2024, that's not going to even possibly be an issue. But aside from what people feel about President Trump's personality or in terms of their personal loyalty to him, is this even conceivably an issue that could work for Republicans? Or is it one of those toxic issues that when you read the polling, you see, well, maybe 60%, maybe even more than that, of the Republican votes are concerned about the stop the steal idea, but virtually no independents and Democrats are. So is it toxic for Republicans? We'll be right back with Matt Continetti, author of The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism, which also speculates on where conservatism is going, coming up on The MedVed Show. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with what is the future of the Republican Party, and particularly what's the future on this issue of election fraud, election reform, and cleaning up what many Republicans believe today and advance today is the idea of a stolen election. Matt Continetti is the author of the new book. It is a bestseller, and deservedly so. It's fascinating reading for a lot of people on the right. It will be inspiring reading. It is called The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. Okay, Matt, right now when you read the polling, it shows pretty consistently that a majority of Republicans share President Trump's doubts about the validity of the election that he lost 2 years ago. And with that, is it going to be an advantage or a disadvantage for Republican candidates to emphasize that issue going into this midterm election of 2022?
Well, Michael, I think it will be a disadvantage for a couple of reasons. The first is that we know turnout was suppressed in the special elections in Georgia in 2021. Because of President Trump's claims that the election had been stolen, and that leads many people to think, well, what's the trouble in voting, right? Why go out and vote? And it cost the Republican Party 2 Senate seats and the Senate majority in Georgia in 2021. Another reason is that voters want to hear about what you're going to do next, especially those voters in the middle, the voters who are independents, were not committed Republicans or committed Trump supporters, but who are necessary for any majority. And so it's one thing if you say, well, I had problems with the 2020 vote, and so I support election integrity, and I support the Georgia or Texas election bills. That's an actual issue and an actual policy you can support. It's another thing to say, well, the 2020 election is a stolen election, and we need to try to reverse it, which some people in some states are still trying to do 2 years after the fact. That type of talk, I think, would turn voters off. So in an election like this, 2022, it's really coming down to issues that concern everyday Americans from morning to night. I mean, whether it's can you afford your grocery bill, your gas bill? Are you feeling safe when you walk the streets of your neighborhood at night? What do you think of your children's schools? Are they quality schools? Do they give you the right guidance for COVID? Are there still mask requirements? Those are issues that people live. I mean, that is everyday experience, and they're rebelling against the political correctness of the left and the progressivism of the left right now. Inserting 2020 into the debate in the run-up to the election, I think many Americans would just view that as a needless distraction, and it wouldn't help Republican candidates.
It's interesting because I think that this works both ways and on both sides, because right now they're trying to wrap up the work of the January 6th committee, and the word is they've just subpoenaed Kevin McCarthy and other leaders of the House, and they're going to defy the subpoenas, and they're going to keep arguing about what happened on January 6th. I also think that this is one of those issues that isn't going to particularly help Democrats, because there is a great sigh of, do we have to go through this again, or how much longer are we going to continue talking about it? I remember there was a feeling, this came up during the Clinton impeachment, and they organized an organization called Move On, because I think people had heard more than they even needed to know about the intimate details of Bill Clinton's adventurous life. That factor of just weariness of going back to the same old debates on both sides, don't you think that could suppress turnout on both sides?
It could. I think that January 6th was definitely an inflection point in American history and a very important day in American history, but as we've gone away from it in time, it's turned into kind of a partisan plaything. And this committee it clearly has a partisan objectives in mind and is actually setting up precedents in terms of its subpoenas. It's subpoenaing congressional members, including the next House Speaker, that may come back to haunt the Democrats in 2023 when Republicans may be in charge and may want to use some of these same techniques to investigate, say, Hunter Biden's laptop. I think this type of bickering between the two parties on these sorts of issues tend to be ignored or dismissed by most Florida voters.
I agree with that.
What's happening in the January 6th committee, and they think, well, that's just Washington. That's just typical Washington. And they will do the same thing, by the way, if Republicans spend their majority next year going into Hunter's laptop, no matter the value of that investigation. I mean, I think there is stuff to be looked at there. But voters tend to kind of look at it and say, oh, it's just a typical Washington jockeying for position. So when I look at this election, I want to see candidates who are actually talking about inflation, who are talking about crime, we're talking about education, all three issues now working to the Republicans' advantage. And so it's that much more important, I think, for conservatives to have solutions to these problems which are causing such a great strain in our country.
Okay. Last question. One of the things you find out reading your book, The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism, is that we've had two experiences where Democratic presidents elected with a lot of hopes end up getting blown out in midterm elections. It happened to Bill Clinton. He lost 55 seats in the House of Representatives that year. Barack Obama lost 63 seats in the House of Representatives. And that was assumed, oh boy, this will give the Republicans a big advantage. But Republicans both times, they lost against Clinton in 1996, and they lost against Obama with Mitt Romney in 2012. Is it possible that Republicans could run into the same problem of actually taking over a House of Congress? Now you can blame Republicans for some of the stuff you don't like in the country.
It's very possible. I will say two things, though, that may mean that this time will be different. The first is economic conditions improved in the nation after the 1994 election and after the 2010 election. The economy is growing. Unemployment is falling in both cases. I'm not sure those conditions will pertain after 2022. And the second thing I would say is both Clinton and Obama, and I oppose them both, were very talented political operators. They were charismatic speakers. They had devoted constituencies. I don't think any of those things apply to Joe Biden.
I think Joe Biden is going to be challenged, even if he decides to run. I'll talk about that. Matt Continetti, his book, The Right. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol issued 5 subpoenas for members of Congress on Thursday. It includes House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. This marks the first time the committee has tried to compel testimony from fellow lawmakers. In addition, the committee is issuing subpoenas to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Those representatives are all considered allies of former President Donald Trump. Also from D.C., the Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package targets enterprises which saw big revenue losses during the pandemic and government-imposed shutdowns. The main goal of the bill is to provide a lifeline to the applicant who did not receive grant money through the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. I just said before the break that I thought that Biden would be challenged even if he does run for renomination and reelection. And not just on the age issue, not just on the handling of the economy, but I think he would be challenged on the abortion issue. Because the Democrats are not going to get any satisfaction on that issue in this upcoming election. But they will demagogue plenty and talk about the threat to America's liberties and how awful this is. And all you have to do is listen to Elizabeth Warren. We were playing her earlier today. She is so hysterical on this. I think she's going to run again. And she's going to run to challenge Biden if he is the nominee. I think if he's not the nominee, she also is likely to run. The one thing about this is people say, well, Elizabeth Warren is 72 years old. But that's not as old as Trump. That's not as old as Biden. And particularly if she's running against Biden, I think she would contrast with her forcefulness. And her energy level, she is a high-wire, highly energetic candidate. She does not stand for the things that I would want to support in any candidate, and I wouldn't even dream of coming anywhere near supporting Elizabeth Warren for anything. Because, look, there are all kinds of things that are wrong with her in terms of character, and the way she's handled various challenges he's faced, of the campaign that she ran last time, where she couldn't work things out with Bernie when who knows what the future of that party is. But I think that what's interesting to me is that when you look at the reality of an Elizabeth Warren run, that would make very clear to everybody that it's not just the Republican Party that is divided. If President Trump does run for re-election, I hope that there are choices, and not just one, to President Trump. And I think that there will also be choices to President Biden. And Elizabeth Warren is likely to make sure that her name is in the mix as one of those choices. Because she clearly has an appeal to that so-called squad membership, the progressive wing of the party. I think it's very unlikely that Bernie Sanders runs again for the third time, because Bernie is even older than Biden. And I think that's kind of aged out and tried out. But Elizabeth Warren could be there. So could, people like Cori Bush, the congresswoman from Missouri. She said this about the legislation that was voted down yesterday. It was that extreme abortion legislation that would have instantly legalized abortion in every stage, any stage of pregnancy, all across the United States, replacing and, in effect, repealing a bunch of laws that had put legal restrictions on abortion. And most of those legal restrictions that had been decided were okay with Roe v. Wade, because they applied primarily to the last trimester. In any event, here is a Cori Bush about what she believes the abortion debate is all about. Clip 13.
It's just about control. It's about who our government sees as fully human in this country. You know, and so it takes me to this, Joy. You know, there's a reason why we don't see sperm regulation legislation. There's a reason why we don't see mandated vasectomies. You know, the very idea that we would take away men's bodily autonomy, it's outrageous, like it's unfathomable. You know, but truthfully, sperm are busy. It's busy. Who's regulating that? Who's saying something about it? I didn't see the senator say anything about that. Where is that legislation? And there will never be that. Especially if it's up to them, because they don't see that as something that's needed, because it's about control and it's not about children.
It's about control, but not about children. That the pro-life movement, the whole pro-life movement is not about children. Otherwise they would, I mean, when you talk about invasive, the idea that they want sperm regulation, sperm control, that entire notion. We had a caller who made that suggestion that we go ahead and we now in the United States require vasectomies for men. The entire story here is truly bizarre. Because one would think that America was suffering from overpopulation, which is completely untrue. We're going to be doing a chunk of the broadcast on this new question about America falling apart, America collapsing, America on the road to perdition like the old Roman Empire. We will be covering that story. There's extraordinarily good rebuttals that are out there to all of those pessimistic suppositions. But there's this brilliant analysis, I mean that facetiously, by Representative Katie Porter, Democrat from California, who tries to talk about why the best way of battling inflation is to abort babies. How does this work? I asked Steve Forbes about it. He didn't seem to give it much credit. Neither will you. Here is how Representative Porter explained it. Clip 6.
How does inflation compare to this newly important, in the sense of the Supreme Court decision pending, abortion issue? How do those two issues compare?
Well, I don't think they compare. I think they actually reinforce each other. So the fact that things like inflation can happen, and it can become more expensive to feed your kids and to fuel your car, is exactly why people need to be able to be in charge of how many mouths they're going to have to feed. So I think the fact that we're seeing this jump in expenses, that we're seeing people having to pay more in the grocery store, pay more at the pump, pay more for housing, is a reason that people are saying, I need to be able to make my own decisions about when and if to start a family. So I don't think we're going to see them. I don't think it's like about comparing them or contrasting them. I think they reinforce for people just how big of a responsibility it is to take care of a family.
Okay. At least she doesn't go into the claim that a number of other liberals have made, which is that, my goodness, if you don't abort babies, there will be more demand. And more demand means when you have less supply or just the same supply, that prices go up. I mean, the whole idea that that people are going to be more concerned and more willing to take a human life, and it is a human life, even if you believe that a baby in utero is not a full human being, it's alive and it's human. And that, it seems to me, is something we should keep in mind. Speaking of human and the education issue, what's fascinating to me is that there's a kind of surprising results from new rankings of the best and worst states for teachers. And this done by Wallet Hub, that does a great deal of ranking like that. And the president of a noble and wonderful country tells Russia that you caused this, as that country applies formally for NATO membership and signs a security alliance with the United Kingdom. We'll get to that and to much more coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Enough of him.
Michael Medved.
Enough of him. It's not worth it to just dwell on him.
And on the Michael Medved show, a study that was done by Wallet Hub, which has described itself as a site for helping people efficiently attain top wallet fitness. They did all 50 states in the District of Columbia to see which states are best for teachers. Wallet Hub compared 24 indicators of teacher friendliness, including teacher salaries, potential for income growth, pupil-teacher ratio, and access to resources. Can we start first with the worst states in the country for teachers? Why not? We'll leave out the very worst for a moment. But the bottom five, Montana, and that's partially because of relatively low salaries, Arizona, and what they say about Arizona is basically the Grand Canyon State landed at number 49 on the worst school system list, and only one better at 48 on public school spending per student. Arizona also took the dubious prize for having the highest pupil-to-teacher ratio of any state. Okay, and then you have Maine, District of Columbia. And what's incredible is they have such a much higher teacher salary. They say the District of Columbia has had a difficult reputation with teachers for many years. While there may have been some improvements, it's still on the lowest end in most academic categories. The District of Columbia earns several dubious honors, including being dead last with the highest projected teacher turnover and tied for last with the highest projection of competition for jobs in a district. In short, the District of Columbia has high turnover, poor growth opportunities, and a difficult work environment. Such a nice combination, they say. The worst in the country. Worst in the country, New Hampshire. They say the Granite State may be the first to hold its presidential primary each year and may also be a great place to sip apple cider and watch the full kaleidoscope of foliage come to life, but it's probably not a place where teachers want to flock for job opportunities. Okay, the best states, and there was a little bit of a surprise here, at least to me, some surprises. Number one, they said New York City. And largely because they have very low teacher turnover because they pay so much money. They're by far number one in teacher salaries. Do you know what the average salary for a public school teacher, or for any teacher, I guess this would include parochial schools, the average salary is $87,500 for a teacher, school teacher, in New York City. So New York is number one. Number two is Utah. Coming in second on Wallet Hub's list of best places to work for teachers, the Beehive State, Utah, took the top spot for opportunity and competition, which includes high starting salaries, growth potential, teacher pensions, teacher projections, and availability of jobs. And then number three is Washington State. I was kind of amazed at that. And Washington State, because it showed the fifth highest paying salaries in the country and high performance across the board in the survey. This included opportunities in job openings, starting salaries, tenured salaries, and income growth potential. The average salary is $73,000 in Washington State. And then the other high-ranked states are Pennsylvania and New Jersey. There is a Pennsylvania primary coming up next week. And boy, has it been ferocious, and partially because it actually will determine, certainly Pennsylvania is one of those states, that will determine who controls the U.S. Senate. And the primary in Pennsylvania, they have a great array of candidates, and it's about a three-way tie for first at the moment. But there's a negative ad from a conservative action pact running against one of the people who's tied for the lead in Pennsylvania. That would be Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz from TV. He suffered this particular attack from his fellow Republicans. Clip 11.
The real Mehmet Oz.
Senator Clinton, one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Dr. Fauci is too, but he's a very disciplined leader. He's a wonderful scientist.
We need to work with China.
And I love working in China.
Challenging your beliefs about what it means to be male or female.
How do we keep guns out of the wrong person's hands?
The greatest national security threat that we have is obesity.
And we haven't had any interaction with President Trump at all.
Mehmet Oz, a complete and total fraud.
A complete and total fraud, and clearly some of those quotations they're taking from Mehmet Oz are way out of context. And he's gotten to know President Trump. He's President Trump's endorsed candidate, and I think very likely to lose. And partially because there has been so many switcheroo from him. There is more here. The president of Finland spoke today. The president of the Republic of Finland is named Sauli Niinisto, and he had this to say in announcing the non-aggression pact, the treaty together, mutual defense treaty, with Great Britain, with the United Kingdom, at the same time that he was indicating that Finland is applying for NATO membership. Why? This is clip 12. He explains it.
What happened in 24th February, which continues the huge warfare Russia is having in Ukraine, surely that changed also the picture. They are ready to attack a neighboring country. Mm. If that would be the case that we join, well, my response would be that you caused this. Look at the mirror.
You caused this, his message to Vladimir Putin. And yesterday was National Eat What You Want Day. And a collage of local news stations from around the country. Listen, clip 8.
National Eat What You Want Day.
Oh,
I like that.
And lately, my appetite isn't what it used to be.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. It's out of nowhere. Maybe it's because I'm aging. But, like, I like to stop by Mr. Joe's.
Not aging, Jason.
Justin likes to eat junk food. Mm. Todd, you're kind of in the middle. But Dora's the healthiest one out of all of us. So are you going to indulge?
I said creme brulee earlier. I mean, if you're going to go, creme go brulee. Big, right? I mean,
that's
yeah.
That's random. Well, I like it, but that's random.
Back. Bring it on, right?
Pasta? Oh.
Yeah,
I know. Like garlic bread.
I know. Just a big yeah. plate of lasagna.
Or like you really feel bad about yourself
right.
after.
We got to move on.
Okay, how do they determine on May 11th is National Eat What You Want Day? There is another story coming up. Actor James Cromwell, remember he actually won an Oscar, I believe, for Babe. He superglued himself to a Starbucks counter to protest something. What is it? It is this is a report from WESH2 in Orlando.
Now, according to a live stream from PETA, James Cromwell, and another activist superglued themselves to a counter at Starbucks, then read a statement condemning the company's upcharge of plant-based milk options. They said the policy is harmful to the environment and accused the company of, quote, raking in huge profits while animals and the environment suffer. The police were called, and Cromwell and the other activists were asked to leave. It's still not clear this morning if they'll face any charges.
Okay, it's still not clear. Now, they basically were protesting the fact that at Starbucks you pay extra if you get non-cow milk, if you get plant-based milk. And look, given the fact that we have several members of our immediate family who are vegans and who only drink milk substitutes, I understand. But the point is they charge more for those products because they don't buy in the same kind of volume as they do from dairies. And who knows, maybe PETA will have some success in getting Starbucks, with all the problems we have in this country, to stop Yeah, this is the definition of first world problems, almost. Or first dairy world problems. We will be back with the teenage mental health crisis. What is it and what do we do? Coming up, we'll confront it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.